make me a better person? What would give me an advantage over others? Yet the real secret to abundant living is not a secret. It's right here in God's Word. If we grab hold of God's Word, we have the best secrets of all. This is better than 24 million books or more. And the good news within this of Jesus Christ, and it's believing and receiving. It's not works that we do. Faith without works is dead faith. So really, we're called to do works. But salvation is dependent on believing and receiving Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. John 3:16 talks about it. For God so loved the world that he sent his one and only Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And in Romans 10:9, we talk about this one often. If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. You will be saved. Doesn't say, and then do some good works and then you'll be saved. It doesn't say you might be saved. We need to really understand those words and accurately read them. That's the good news. It's for us. It's for all of us, each one of us in here. Fortunately, it's for Jews and Gentiles. At first, it was for only Jews, and they didn't receive it well. Praise the Lord. Because now it's for Jews and Gentiles, us, non-Jews. We should be thankful for that. And it's learning to live in freedom, according to God's Word, like Matthew 6:20 talks about storing up your treasures in heaven, where moth and rust cannot corrode and corrupt that. The Bible's full of wisdom and other secrets that help us to live well. You don't need to buy any other books. Study God's Word. Secrets abound. Proverbs has a ton of secrets on how to live well, on how to be wise. Proverbs 13:10, where there is strife, there is pride. Ooh, that hits home with some of us. Where there is strife, there is pride. But wisdom is found in those who take advice. Proverbs 13:3, those who guard their lips preserve their lives. Who wants to preserve their life? Nobody. Okay, well, you don't need that verse. But those who speak rashly will come to ruin. Be careful what you say. And in Proverbs 8:35, for those who find me find life. When you find Jesus Christ, you find eternal life when you receive him and receive favor from the Lord. Our purpose in life is to please God. How can we do that if we don't understand his word? If we don't know the secrets that are in his word, we need to study it. Not just Sunday morning listening to me or Peter or hearing it on the radio. Dive into God's word and study it. There's so much value there. A couple named Ruth and Warren Myers, they had a prayer in their book that they wrote, 31 Days of Praise. And I want to read a portion. Lord, I'm yours. And just think about this from your perspective. Lord, I'm yours. Whatever the cost may your will be done in my life. I realize I'm not here on earth to do my own thing or to seek my own fulfillment or my own glory. I'm not here to indulge my desires, to increase my possessions, to impress people, to be popular, to prove I'm somebody important, or to promote myself. I'm not here to be relevant or successful by human standards. I'm here to please you. Can you speak those words? Do they ring true in your heart? I would hope so. That is our goal. To please God with our lives. I read a quote from a race car driver. I'm not really into racing, but this guy was interviewed, and his name's Bill Vukovich. And years ago, just before I was born, he won the famous Indianapolis 500 race 2 years in a row. And that was such an uncommon feat. And they said, well, what's your secret, Bill? How did you do that? Well, you push the accelerator and turn a little bit to the left. Pretty easy. No, that's kind of how I think about car racing. It seems like kind of a strange sport, but I'm sure there's a lot of skill involved. But he didn't have a secret. He said, there's no secret. Just push the accelerator and turn a little bit to the left once in a while. Likewise, for us, following Christ is no secret. It's all in here. We all have access to God's Word. Follow His teachings, read His Word, obey His Word. Jesus had sent the apostles preaching and teaching into the other nations, like Galatia. And it impacted lives. We can do the same. We have family and friends and neighbors and co-workers who don't know the good news of God's Word. God calls us to share that with others. Are you doing that? Every day, every year, for the last 10 years, have you done it? God's calling us to do that. If we don't tell them, how will they hear? Paul was quite a servant in that arena. He had a tough life. He served well. He talks about his life in 2 Corinthians 11. I have worked much harder, been in prison more frequently, been flogged more severely, and been exposed to death again and again. 5 times I received from the Jews the 40 lashes minus one. You know, you think you've got some troubles in your life. Look what Paul went through. These times I have been beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Three other times shipwrecked. I spent a night and a day in the open sea. I have been constantly on the move. I have been in danger from rivers, in danger from bandits, in danger from my own countrymen, in danger from Gentiles, in danger from the city, in the city, in danger in the country, in danger at sea, and in danger from false brothers. I have labored and toiled and have gone without sleep. I have known hunger and thirst and have gone without food. I have been cold and naked. Besides everything else, I face daily the pressure of my concern for all the churches. Even though he's going through so much trouble, he's concerned about the churches in Galatia. And he writes this letter, and he's encouraging them. A lot of his letters were written from prison, and he still had a heart for others. He wasn't like, oh, poor me. I can't do anything. I'm here in prison. He had a heart. He was handpicked by Jesus to bring the gospel to the Gentiles, to us, really, to bring salvation to us, to give us an opportunity to enjoy heaven. Because if we don't receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we will not be in heaven for eternity. And neither will your family members and your friends and your co-workers. We all have opportunity to share God's good news. Are we taking hold of that opportunity? Years later, Paul's letter to the Colossians, he was praying for the devoted followers there. He said, be prepared to endure everything with patience while joyfully giving thanks to the Father who has enabled us to share in the inheritance of the saints in the light. No one has ever had to endure prosperity. Oh, poor me. I'm so prosperous. I have so much money. Oh, poor me. You don't have to endure that. No patience is required for that life, and no enduring. Jesus is not a get-rich-quick scheme. We hear about those, and we know they're bad, and yet sometimes we grab hold of those. No, the Christian life is a lifetime of trials and tribulations. just like Paul went through a lot of tough trials and tribulations, we won't have to suffer like that, or hopefully. But you know what? We might have to be a little bit afraid or scared to share with family and friends. Maybe that's our trial and tribulation. Are you able to work past that? Are you able to share with those who don't know God's good news? Paul started out actually on the wrong side. He was with the Pharisees. He was killing the Christians and trying to ruin the churches, until Jesus got a hold of him one day and changed his life. In fact, changed his name. He was Saul. He became Paul. And he became one of the great leaders in the Christian church. Paul wrote in Philippians, "I once thought these things were valuable, but now I consider them worthless because of what Christ has done." He was looking back at his life. What is it really of value? All that I have, is it really valuable? Isn't God's word and salvation and eternity in heaven way more valuable than anything you have? Shouldn't you be sharing that secret with others? Shouldn't you be excited to share that? We should all go on a game show and share our secret. Everything else is worthless compared to that infinite knowledge of Christ and the salvation he offers. That's the real secret. And I hope that you all find that true secret for yourself and share it with others. That's what God would have for us. Galatians 1, 15 and 16. "But even before I was born, God chose me and called me to his marvelous grace. Then it pleased him to reveal his son to me so that I would proclaim the good news about Jesus to the Gentiles." God got a hold of Paul's life and he had a mission for him. Just like God has a mission for us. Proclaim the good news. Share the secret of salvation with others. How important is that? We all have that secret available to us. Let's share it. I'll pray as the music team comes up. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for the good news that you have given us, the opportunity for us to go to heaven for eternity, the opportunity for salvation for each one of us. Lord, I ask that each person here would grab hold of that. I also ask, Lord, that they would share that with others, to experience the joy of others understanding the gospel and grabbing hold of it and seeing the light bulb come on and saying, "Yes, I want that for myself. I want to be saved. I want to go to heaven." It doesn't take works. It takes believing and receiving, like Romans 10:9 says. Lord, I pray that each person here and would impact others and that they would receive that from themselves. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.